To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook or Twitter. Good morning. Today's spectacular photo of the first sunset of spring over Lake Ontario comes to us from Celestial Blue Photography, as Rocco Saya shared this scene on social media on Monday, pointing out that it was a good first day of spring and that it brought some beautiful light to the end of the day that revealed that despite the change of the season, there was still ice on the boulders lining Sheldon Beach. Well, it's Wednesday, and even though most of us have arrived at hump day, I have arrived at a one-day weekend as my employer shifts our schedules to cover Saturdays, and this week is my turn. So I have off today, work Saturday, and we'll have another one-day weekend come Sunday. A man's got to do what a man's got to do. And although I am not thrilled with end days, or is it end days, as in nobody wants to work Saturday, I know they are a part of the job, and as long as I want to receive the pay and benefits that provide for me and my family, I accept them for what they are and try to make the most of the day off today and Sunday. As for today, I have another freedom appointment scheduled this morning, so shortly after posting this message, I'll be doing the work of ministry, as I will encourage another man from the Freedom in Christ course through the Steps to Freedom in Christ. So if it's before or between 9 and 12, 9 a.m. and 12 p.m., I'd appreciate your prayers for support as we will be going before the Lord in this guided process of repentance that seeks to resolve spiritual and personal conflicts to assist our brother to experience or deepen his freedom in Christ through this encounter in God's presence. Speaking of coming into God's presence, those of us who have put their faith in God can draw close to the Lord anytime we want, because we are one with Him in spirit, and we have direct access to God through the Holy Spirit. God is available to us, but the question is, are we making ourselves available to God? Well, let's not worry about it. Let's make ourselves available now by drawing close to God on this 25th day of Lent by continuing in our current series, The 40-Day Journey with Dietrich Bonhoeffer, with day 25. As a reminder, and as we will say each day of this journey, we take this path to mark the season of Lent and to draw closer to God in anticipation of the celebration of Easter, knowing that if we take this journey of repentance seriously, we will not only see the days and seasons change, the Lord will use it to change us too. You can sign up for this devotional yourself by going to the Bible Gateway link that's on the blog. As we enter into day 25, let's see what Bonhoeffer writes. He writes, Christians are persons who no longer seek their salvation, their deliverance, their justification in themselves, but in Jesus Christ alone. They know that God's word is Jesus Christ, in Jesus Christ, pronounces them guilty, even when they feel nothing of their own guilt, and that God's word in Jesus Christ pronounces them free and righteous, even when they feel nothing of their own righteousness. Because they daily hunger and thirst for righteousness, they long for the redeeming word again and again. It can only come from the outside. In themselves, they are destitute and dead. Help must come from the outside, and it has come and comes daily and anew in the word of Jesus Christ, bringing us redemption, righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. But God put this word into the mouth of human beings so that it may be passed on to others. When people are deeply affected by the word, they tell it to other people. God has willed that we should seek and find God's living word in the testimony of other Christians, in the mouths of human beings. Therefore, Christians need other Christians to speak God's word to them. They need them again and again when they become uncertain and disheartened. End quote. And today's biblical wisdom they pair with Bonhoeffer's writings is Hebrews 13:7. And the word of God says, remember your leaders, those who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Amen. We should remember those who speak the word of God to us, be thankful for them, and, follow their example of faithfulness. The questions to ponder section gives us the first question, is where do disciples go to satisfy their daily hunger and thirst for righteousness? Well, disciples are students of God's word, and the place that we should go to satisfy our daily hunger and thirst for righteousness is in the Bible. Personal Bible study should be a part of our day. It is where we are to find our daily bread. Of course, this bread, the Word of God, can be found in many different forms, in daily devotionals like the one we are doing now, in Christian podcasts and sermons, Christian books, Christian music, Bible studies, Bible commentaries, and Christian videos. Believe me when I tell you that those who have access to the internet have virtually unlimited ways to be encouraged in their faith and to receive the things that will satisfy our hunger and thirst for righteousness. However, as much as the various resources mentioned here can help us in our faith, I would still encourage you to go straight to the source of God's wisdom, personally, by reading the Bible and asking God to reveal what He wants you to know in prayer. Because just like processed foods are not as good as raw foods, reading the Bible for ourselves is free from any additives that may be more of another man's opinion than the word that God has for us personally. The second question is, if Christians find their salvation, deliverance, and justification not in themselves but in Jesus Christ, how should they use their resulting freedom? Since we find our salvation, deliverance, and justification in Jesus Christ, we should use our resulting freedom to give God glory by encouraging others to put their faith in Jesus, so that they can be saved, delivered, and justified. Of course, we should enjoy our freedom in Christ, but part of our enjoyment should be realizing our purpose in Christ, to be an ambassador to God's kingdom, and to allow the Lord to use us in the ministry of reconciliation. If we know God's love, have experienced our freedom in Christ, our hearts should be full of the desire to share the love and joy that we have found in Christ alone. If God has put God's word into the mouth of human beings, who is responsible to speak the word? Only pastors or churches or church workers? And why? If God has given us His word personally, which He has if we are saved, it is our honor and duty to speak it to ourselves, to remind us of what we have received, and to live out our life in Christ, and to speak it to others, to share the love of God and in the hope that the words we share will be used by God to bring others to peace with God through faith in Jesus Christ. It is not only pastors or church workers' responsibilities to share the word. Everyone who has received God's word is commanded to share it by Christ Himself, who told us all to go and make disciples and to teach them everything He has taught us. All right, we move on to the psalm fragment. Today's psalm is Psalm 145, and the verses they share is verses 5 through 7. And the Word of God says, "On the glorious splendor of your majesty, and on your wondrous works I will meditate. The might of your awesome deeds shall be proclaimed, and I will declare your greatness. They shall celebrate the fame of your abundant goodness and shall sing aloud of your righteousness." Amen. And we should speak. We should meditate on the glorious splendor of the Lord's majesty and His wondrous works, and tell people of His awesome deeds and declare God's greatness. We shall celebrate, the fame of God's abundant goodness and shall sing aloud of God's righteousness. That's That's it right there. There's a small fragment from the Psalms that gives you basically a nice blueprint of the Christian life, to meditate on the thing, you know, who God is and what he's done, to tell other people about it, and, you know, to celebrate it and sing about it. You know, if you do just what Psalm 145, 5 through 7 indicates, you're living the Christian life. Let's see, we move on to the journal reflections, and they direct us to write about specific Christians who have spoken a word from God to you when you needed it. I have countless examples, but Pastor Bob Costello mentored me and led me through recovery. He spoke the words of truth to me that gave me hope that I could actually overcome my addictions, and gave me the training I needed to be bold and courageous in encouraging others to walk by faith in the power of the Holy Spirit. I have also received a timely word from the Lord through pastors, teachers, and plain old Christians in person and through various forms of media when I needed it. So we should seek out community with other Christians and continually seek to know the Lord more through personal study, because we never know who or what will be used by the Lord to speak to us. And the next reflection is they ask us to write about people to whom you have spoken God's word. All right. This should give God glory to God. I have answered the call to speak the word of God, and the following is a list of some of the people or situations in which I have spoken God's word. I've spoken messages, prayers, and encouraging words at my local churches. Praying for people at work and in public. I delivered a gospel message at the 7th Street Park in Hudson when I was going through Bible college. That definitely got a response. I've done street evangelism with Pastor Bob on the streets of Hudson, New York. I did street evangelism on the streets of a village in Zambia with a mission team in 2016. Prayed for people's healing, and also while on that mission trip, and I delivered a personal testimony of God's faithfulness and power at 3 different churches and 2 schools in Zambia and in Zimbabwe in 2016. For a time, I did jail ministry at the Columbia County Jail through Celebrate Freedom. Freedom Recovery Ministry from 2015 to 2020. Community Freedom was my Community Freedom Ministry in 2021, where I taught and I met and proposed to my wife. And of course, there's this blog and this podcast, which has had listeners and webpage views from all over the world. What people are receiving or how much, I will never know. But if this message of encouragement reaches even one person, I will continue to bring it as much as I can. So there are ways to share the word of God. You don't have to be a pastor to be used by God. You just have to say yes when God responds to your prayer to send me. And we move on to the intercessions. The study directs us to think of someone you would like to be a spiritual friend with and ask God to help you bring a mutually supportive spiritual relationship with him or her. Well, Lord God, there is no one that I would like to be spiritual friend with more than my children and my stepchildren. They have all been exposed to the gospel, and I would like to believe that they all have their names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. But Lord, only you know their hearts, and only you can give them the revelation of truth and the richness of a relationship with you. So I pray that you will use me, my wife, or someone else to speak a word that will cause them to confirm their faith, to zealously follow you, and to seek to be a spiritual friend with me. So I pray for Haley, Brennan, Anne-Marie, Rachel, Jacob, Elizabeth, Benjamin, and Jeanette. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And today's prayer for today is, O Holy Spirit, send the people I need to bring me the Word of God, and send the people I need to speak the Word of God to. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, that is the conclusion of day 25. Well, not really the day, but the day 25 of the 40-day journey with Dietrich Bonhoeffer devotional. And as always, we also share on the blog a word from a brother in Christ as we continue sharing from A.W. Pink's The Sovereignty of God, as we'll be starting chapter 11 today. So if you want to see what chapter 11 is of A.W. Pink's book, go to mtforchrist.org, and you'll find that resource at the end of today's blog post. And chapter 11 apparently is about difficulties and objections. So if you have difficulties or objections, go to mtforchrist.org, and you'll see the resource at the bottom of the page that will help you with those. Anyway, we encourage people to walk by faith in the power of the Holy Spirit. And if you don't know how to do that, we offer discipleship classes on our podcast and YouTube channel, the name of MT for Christ 247. For the classes we taught were Victory Over the Darkness, The Bondage Breaker, and Freedom in Christ. I mentioned community freedom. That's the community freedom ministry that I did at my local church, and these are the recordings from it. Tammy Lynn was in attendance for most of these teachings, and so if you want to check in and be part of that experience, you can listen. I'm not sure if you'll hear Tammy Lynn, but you'll hear me for sure, and other people when they were actually there. But hopefully, that's why I record them, so you could be there, that you could be encouraged. And so if you'd like to check those out, go to the podcast and the webpage, for YouTube, and you'll be able to find them. Also, if you want the materials, we can email them to you at no cost when you ask for them at mtforchrist247@gmail.com. We obviously support the Bible study as well. So we have a Bible study called Bible Study with the Sincottis. We encourage you to check that out to be encouraged in your faith. And as always, we'll pray for you. I don't have to work today, but I got big work to do for the kingdom. So let's do it. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for another day in your kingdom. Lord, we thank you so much for this ministry of reconciliation that you've given us. To speak your word, that you gave it to us to give us new life, and that we get to share it with other people, that we get to play a part in your kingdom. And Lord, we just thank you for that. And we thank you for anyone who might be listening or reading today's message, Lord, that you bless them and that you would come alongside them in their prayer requests to help them to, see the lies that they've been believing, to see the truth that you have for them, and to address the areas that need to be addressed. Lord, you're the one who brings a convicting word. You would never condemn us, but, although you find us wherever you find us, you encourage us to be more like Jesus and be conformed to his image. So we need your help with that. We need your help with that big time. So we ask for that today. We ask for you to open our eyes to the things you want us to see. We ask you to move us into the things you want us to do. Lord, because all we want to do is represent you because of the love that you've given us. And so, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we love you, and we pray all these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.